The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Come, they told me, Parampakupam, a newborn king to see, Parampakupam. Our finest gifts we bring, Parampakupam, to lay before the king, Parampakupam, Rampakupam.
Will you shatter?
Al, I wonder if he did this in front of a whole orchestra.
With the girl singing behind him? Live. I bet you he did, right?
I don't know. No, probably not. I'll bet you he went in and recorded his track separately. That's usually how they do it these days. I don't think he would have done it in front of a full.
Well, those of us that are following William Shatner on Twitter, we got to see yesterday the making of the Shatner Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer video. This is a phenomenal making of documentary. I didn't think I could enjoy anything more than the music video itself, but the making of the music video with Shatner, I mean, it's amazing the work that they put into this. People, you got to check this out.
So there's an orchestra behind him. Are they showing when he sings the songs?
That was lip sync.
We're talking about Shatner Claus is the name of the album, right?
Yeah, and apparently it's sold out in America.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you can't get it anywhere right now. Well, they probably only pressed a certain amount, and then that's sold out in its initial run, so they'll do another one.
This is great. And he's just a fun guy, and we've reached out to Mr. Shatner, the real Captain Kirk, and he has been on before, and he'll come again when he breaks his busy schedule. Just always busy, and had a great time with him on those Star Trek cruises. Missed him in Vegas, guys. I told you that, right? Patrick Stewart was in. They announced Patrick Stewart was coming back, but then, I believe Bill Shatner showed up. But I think he's got a suite for a VIP. Frankie, I could just imagine the ticket for that, right?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Just sit down with and he's great, and just a wonderful guy. Hey, Episcopo in the Morning. Good morning. How you doing this morning? 9:07 right now on AM 970. The Answer. On the George H.W. Bush funeral. He's in Houston now, Frankie Five Boroughs, right?
And that's correct.
And he's going to College Station. He'll go to where the presidential library is. That is later today. Is that correct?
That's correct. Service
today. All right, and we'll put him through it. Do you think it's listen? The guy dedicated so much of his life to the country. I want to stay on that positive note, but I understand now the criticisms leak out little by little. Is it too much, Frankie, or is it a good time to just step back and to just honor this great American?
No, I think it's really nice. And again, nobody has been more critical of the Bushes than me. But I think it's very nice that the country does this for its presidents. It's a great, it's such a neat thing to see all the presidents there in the same photo, right? I mean, it's just such a special thing. It's not only an embodiment of different eras all coming together at once, but it's living history to see. This and I think it's really special. I never like when presidents die, but I love presidential funerals to hear the kind of anecdotes, to hear the kind of things that I really am enjoying this quite a bit.
And what was the history of it? John Adams because his son
found out too late, I guess. His father had already been buried by the time he found out that
his father never made it.
Right, yeah. Correct. Never made it.
But it was interesting that John Meacham, the historian who wrote George Bush's biography, then gave one of the eulogies yesterday, he read his eulogy to President Bush before he died. And he asked, what do you think about it? And President Bush said... I don't know, John. That's a lot about me, isn't it?
You know? So, it was good.
He did a nice eulogy yesterday.
Yeah, really.
Sitting
really
in a room waiting to get my tire repaired, and you know, he did a really nice job.
He's a terrific writer and a great historian, and he
nice
wrote
delivery.
Yeah, he wrote an. I didn't. This book is on my bookshelf. I haven't read it yet, but I read a biography that he had previously written about Andrew Jackson, and it's so interesting to read about someone who's writing about someone they've spoken to, as opposed to someone that died 100 years before they were born. So he really, I think, has a really effective handle on both.
Yeah, and Alan Simpson was so funny.
Yeah, he's terrific.
He was just so funny. So it was nice like that. And even W, I mean, again, not a fan, just objectively, it was great to see a very moving speech there. And
that
my favorite
choked up at the end.
Listen, you know? And then if you saw with Jim Baker, his former HW's chief of staff, when they told the story, I forget who was telling the story about how Jim Baker was rubbing the feet of President Bush, and then how, you know, it just got down to that, and how much he admired Baker and Meyer Bush, and then Baker just lost it. You saw that when he was sitting in the pew. There was just such, listen, it was moving, and you know what, Frank? I think you're absolutely right, just to celebrate.
Right. And Jim Baker, you know, he was a Democrat, and he got involved in politics because of George Bush, and what happened was his wife had died, and George Bush was running for United States Senate in Texas in 1970, and he asked Jim Baker, who had never done anything in politics, had no experience in politics, and as I said, was a Democrat, hey, why don't you run my Senate campaign just to take your mind off of your grief? And that was the beginning of a long career in public service and politics that Jim Baker had, and it began only as an act of condolence and friendship that George Bush had for Jim Baker.
You know what, too, Joe? It was very touching to see George W. You could tell that these two, him and his father, loved one another. They were not ashamed at their love. It was very open and honest. And you know, he joked about how I gave my father a hard time, and you know, and he didn't like vegetables, especially broccoli. Like, you know, he tried to keep it light, but was serious at the same time. And you could tell that the love between the father and son is just wonderful.
Yeah, and then I guess if you have criticism, at least like Frankie said early on, 5:30 this morning, Frank said, let's wait a couple of days. Let's just wait a couple of days. Hey, it's 12 minutes after 9 o'clock, and speaking of Commissioner Kirk, he had that nice story about how he sat next to George H.W. Bush at the Republican convention in New York, and that Bush sent him a note. President Bush sent Bernie a note, and then I posted something I've been meaning to post for a couple of days here, and it's about that Bernie sent out about immigration, and it's got, as if you watch it, I put it on my feed as well, at Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter. It's got Bill Clinton and Barack Obama saying the exact same thing. It's very funny. And it goes back to pictures of Donald Trump just kind of smirking, going, hey, guys, I'm just trying to tell you about immigration. You might want to check that out. They're all saying the same thing. I don't know how we got off base in that regard. You know, how oh, my God, now the caravan comes up. Just look what Barack Obama said. Look what Bill Clinton said. It's exactly what Donald Trump is saying now. Exactly what he's saying now. Now, this is another story. This is very interesting. So New Jersey may issue its own cryptocurrency. So Frank sends me this story. So I heard about that. And we've talked about a cryptocurrency before with our friend Johnny Tobacco on the show. And we, you know, do you go there? Now they're going to, I don't know why New Jersey would want to own its own cryptocurrency. But then they said, who are you going to put on the coins? Who are you going to put on the coins? And they talked about, oh, maybe you could put Jerry Lewis on. You could put Bruce Springsteen, Frank Sinatra on. And then somebody said here, hey, this is somebody's talking about it here. He said, the problem with the Bitcoin is that it has no personality, no pizzazz. With New Jersey celebrities and historical figures appearing on the new coins, it's sure to be a hit. Did the Governor Murphy say this?
Yes.
My personal favorite for the $1 coin is Joe Piscopo. I just love the classic I'm from Jersey bit from the classic days of SNL. Did Governor Murphy say that?
That's what's being reported by Insider NJ.
I keep telling you he's a nice guy. Yeah, see what totally I'm saying? That's telling you right there.
Nice guy, but very clueless.
Coming at you. No, come on.
No,
come
yeah, he's coming at you. No, he's coming at you. But this whole thing of what he said yesterday about the this woman, Katie Brennan, that he had no idea until it was revealed in October. I don't buy it. I'm sorry. I don't buy it.
Well, you know,
Governor Phil Murphy coming at you.
It's just it's a tough situation.
Actually, apparently the governor did not actually say that. It's satire. It's satire.
I love
The governor is absolutely clueless in a lot of things. And honestly, this thing with Katie Brennan is just another. Look, they're talking about this committee bringing him in, subpoenaing him to come and testify. And he says he's going to testify. Again, at best, he is just an ill-informed politician. At worst, he's negligent here.
Well, it's scary in this Me Too movement, man. You don't know who to believe anymore.
Yeah,
you don't know
Joe,
why. But
the woman emailed him personally, and he got back to her and said, "Hey, we're on it. Don't worry about it." And then his own lawyers are telling him, "Don't acknowledge this woman again." They tell this woman 8 days later that this guy is going to be out, and months later he's still on the payroll.
That's
a bad job. Plus, she admitted yesterday or a couple of days ago. She was never formally interviewed for her position either. Apparently, working on the campaign was her interview. So if that's the case, did this guy, Al Alvarez, also work on the campaign and was not formally interviewed? That's how he got his job? You would think in a formal interview, hey, by the way, we're hearing about this from the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office. Can you tell us anything about it? This could have been vetted before anything had happened. Yeah. This is a bad situation here.
Yeah, and back to the Bitcoins. You're right. Joey Novick, he's a funny guy. He's a comedian. He wrote that. That's very, very funny. But it would be funny if they did Bitcoins. It'd be nice if Frank Sinatra, Jerry Lewis, Bruce, right? Meryl Streep, Danny DeVito, Jack Nicholson, Queen Latifah. Sure, we're down with that. I don't know what it means, though, financially, though, Frankie. What does it mean? Why are you going to Bitcoins now? We can't pay our bills. Bitcoins is going to help here now? Is that right?
Well, I think we're a long way from actually seeing this come to fruition. But I think irrespective of whether or not Bitcoin is here to stay, digital currency and cryptocurrency, it seems to me that it is very much here to stay.
All right. 877-970-2999. Let me go to Selma, our buddy. Selma, how you doing this morning? What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Mr. Joe. God bless you. Off the cuff, yesterday I was watching Star Trek, and you had an episode there with Data. You're the comedian. I saw it last night.
It was on last night.
Funny. It was so very cute, and you're so cute. But listen, Mr. Joe, that's, you know, getting off topic. But with regard to the cryptocurrency, I'm afraid for that. You know, Abraham Lincoln started the Civil War because the South wanted to secede from the nation. This is the beginning of different states seceding from the nation. That can't happen. You know, it's funny. I'd like to see your face on a coin, but so seriously, I think it's a serious
All right.
problem.
All right, Selma, thank you. All right, thank you. You know what? I don't know that going to Bitcoin will, you know, I mean, I think the first place that's going to secede is Staten Island, I think. Right, Frankie? They want to secede from New York City, baby.
They've tried.
But the Star Trek episode that Selma was talking about was the outrageous Akona, right? Al is the expert, and Frank is the expert here. And I did one episode with Brent Spiner, who was great. And that's when I went back to Vegas in August, and we actually kind of revisited that episode. One episode, and they've kind of embraced yours truly here, and they say, come on, Joe, come on out to the, and I'm so proud to be part of that, and you guys are so going that at the next convention I'm going
to.
Oh,
I'm there.
You gotta
absolutely
go there.
Thank you.
You gotta go. Thank you. And you have a
sweet.
We will work it out.
So we're
gonna break
Motel
now.
6?
I can't decide. So can you take your tree back after you buy it from the lot? Can you take your tree
you
back?
No, you can't do that.
Is there a return policy?
No.
My tree
if you buy
is
it at
so...
a Home Depot, maybe, but not, no. If you buy it from
if
a guy...
If it's artificial, you probably can, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. Of course, an artificial tree
I have the
return.
Receipt. I have the receipt. You think I could take it back?
I don't think you could take it back.
You know,
you've already put it up? It's up. It's, you know,
got
it's
the
up.
On. Got the lights on it, Al.
No, you can't take it. What are you doing? Oh, my God.
What? Is
no, you can't take it back.
Leave the lights on and give back the...
Yeah, sure. Give a fully decorated tree. Could charge them another $40.
I was telling you,
what do you charge for this? 60? But the lights on
it was 65 bucks. The tree's like a Charlie Brown
100.
Tree
I wrap it up. I'll even deliver it.
No,
to you,
it was
right?
100.
Oh,
so we went and I went to. I usually cut it down. We go and we cut it down.
Right.
So that was like a big to-do yesterday. By the time it was cold, I said, no one wanted to cut it down. I said, thank goodness, because I've gone in there for years. We went and we cut our tree down. And then you come back with all the bugs from the tree farm. It's like, but it's fun. So now I go and buy the tree, and it looks okay. And Livy and I pick it out, and I go, what do you think? And we'll get the small ones. Then we put it up. And I knew, I told you this earlier, I knew it was small when Big Mike, my buddy who works for us, comes in. And he did that. Oh. He did it when people look at the tree. Yeah. Usually people go, oh, wow. Oh, it's so nice. That was like, okay. That's all right. So now I feel terrible about my small tree. But everything, listen, size doesn't matter.
How many
now,
people right? you having coming over?
What?
Are you having like a big holiday party?
No, just the kids. All the kids.
What are you worried about?
All right. You're right. I'm obsessing about Christmas.
Yeah, really?
Obsessing about Christmas. And Debbie, you're busy all the time. You're busier than anybody.
All the time, yeah.
Artificial tree for you.
Well, for me, for my house, I have a little condo. It's very small. So I have a little tiny tree that I put just for myself. And then we celebrate at my parents' house Christmas Eve. We get the tree with the decorations and everybody's there, and it's wonderful.
So that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and, because I'm not really home. The poor little tree's just going to be hanging out by himself. You know?
And it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus, Deb.
That's
Jesus.
Right. I'm sure he'll be at Mass Christmas morning with the family. Oh, is Al going with you this year?
No.
Did you invite him?
No, he's not going to do Christmas. He's not going to do Christmas. But you know what? I am going to do this. And there's so many things I have to do once we get through the holidays. Is I'm going to go to 7 o'clock Mass in Clark, New Jersey with Al Gattuso.
Yes, that's what
I'm
going to
walk into a church because it is my responsibility. Now, I'm not one of those people that, you must come into my religion. I will kill you if you don't believe in my religion. I'm not like one of those people. But I would like to, if I could influence in a good way, my friend Al Gattuso, and bring him to Jesus. Bring him to Jesus, Al Gattuso. Praise Jesus. I think I'll go to heaven if I do that.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I was going to go off the subject, you notice? I would like to see that. I would like to see that.
You know what? We should video it, Al. We should video Al going.
Well, you did the whole praise Jesus when we're on that.
That was the best. I want to be.
Boat, you know?
I'm just a frustrated evangelical minister. I really am. Praise the Lord! All right, Deb, traffic-wise, 921, Deb's on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. 130 northbound, getting up past Ridge Road in South Brunswick, an accident over there. Now, traffic is still moving slowly as you head to the Hudson River crossings, 30 minutes in at the GWB, Lincoln 45, Holland still about 25, 17 south in Hasbrook Heights. It's an accident over there. We're still seeing some pockets of volume as you head over to the Cross Bronx West, getting right out toward 3rd Avenue. Over at the RFK Bridge, that's slowing down, getting into town. And watch for some delays right now at the Manhattan Bridge. Some stop-and-go traffic westbound BQE at the Manhattan Bridge, a disabled vehicle. Sponsored by Eggland's Best Organic Eggs, only the best for your family. Going organic, then go with the best. Eggland's Best Organic Eggs. From more farm fresh taste and 100% organic quality, superior nutrition too for your family. It should be Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Sunny today, high of 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder doesn't know why the media is now fawning over George H.W. Bush.
Only 7% of Washington, D.C. reporters voted for George Herbert Walker Bush. Only 7%. Despite the fact that he reached across the aisle and raised taxes. What happened?
They hammered him.
The same people who pressured him to raise taxes because of the deficit then hammered him and accused him of breaking his promise.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The smart way to buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
This level of excellence doesn't just wake up in the morning. It takes hard work, determined perseverance, and countless hours of practice. It took them years to get to the next game, and you can hear it all right here.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 2:30 for the biggest game of the year as the Black Knights take on the Navy Midshipmen in Philadelphia on our sister station, AM 570 WMCA.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. In 1915, we were building the Panama Canal. In 1915, this gold coin that we are about to give away with Landmark Capital was minted in the San Francisco Mint, celebrating the construction of the Panama Canal and opening up free trade to the world. You can enter to win by heading to am970theanswer.com and clicking on the Landmark Capital banner. That's am970theanswer.com.
You can't. Cthulhu, you're the best. An 80s themed ski party?
Yeah.
80s themed?
Yes.
You're going to that?
Yes.
How?
What?
We can't get you to show up for these great events that Frankie Fibros has. You're going on an 80s themed ski party?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on. Let me tell you about Michael's Brooklyn. Please. We have to revisit this.
Thank you.
Because do you dress up like a ski mask? I mean, what?
What
are you
going
to do? You listen to Joe Piscopo reruns on Saturday Night Live?
Right.
It's like,
yep,
what are you going to do? All right, let me tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn, then we'll talk about only Al Cthulhu. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hey, I love Michaels of Brooklyn. You will, too. Now, please, you have to check out the one-of-a-kind gift boxes from Michaels of Brooklyn. I have given these gifts. They are spectacular. Go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com, please. They make wonderful presents for family, friends, even corporate gifts, you know, as well. Nothing says you appreciate your employees or even your boss like a Michaels of Brooklyn gift box. Now, everyone on your list can enjoy the pastas married with the same sauce they use at the restaurant right there in Brooklyn, New York. The same sauce that's made with all the natural ingredients, like imported Italian tomatoes. I'm going to make you hungry now. Pure imported olive oil, hand-chopped fresh basil, garlic, onion. And Michaels of Brooklyn, all of the sauces, by the way, are certified gluten-free. You know that? Certified non-GMO. Giving you a product that's as healthy as it is flavorful. You know, too, when I have my rice, I try to have rice at night. Forgive me, I'm just like babbling this morning. I apologize for that. But I had rice. If I had rice, because it's not like a thick carbohydrate. You know, it's not like if I had pasta, forget about it. I'm going to just gain all this. So I have a little rice. Now, the night before last night, I put my own sauce that I made. Remember I made with the ZD? I still had that in the refrigerator. I made that. So then I did a taste test with Michael's of Brooklyn last night. And I put the Michael's of Brooklyn sauce on my rice. Forget about it. No contest. The Michael's of Brooklyn was so much better than my sauce. And I was a little like, oh, really? It is better. It is better. You got to try the Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. And then you go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com and you get the sauce, you get the pasta, and then you add a tray or two of those delicious cookies. This is a holiday gift that is truly worth celebrating. Order yours today. Savor the taste of Italy. Head to michaelsofbrooklyn.com or give them a call, 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for 50 years.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Put this song down, please. Wait. Here we go.
He does this to irritate me. I swear to goodness, yeah.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
What is it? What's December?
I don't know
December
6th, if there'll be snow.
Stop it. You're just irritating me, man. That's what you're doing.
Have a holly jolly
If we lived together, Cthulhu, that's what you would do.
I would
blare this off as soon as I walk in.
It'd be your ringtone.
Yeah.
And everyone you meet.
All right. We got it. Get the point. Tell me about your 80s ski party, man. Did you get it? Wait. Did you get the invitation? Did it have like a sweater on it?
Yeah.
And snow. You, really?
Yeah. Like no. It's a party that's being thrown by a company called Hop Culture. And they're doing
I hate theme parties. I hate theme parties.
I know. It's an 80s ski party. It's going to be at Five Boroughs Brewing in Sunset Park this weekend.
There's two sessions. You won't go to Frankie Five Boroughs event. You go to this Five Boroughs event. That's come on. Where's your loyalty? So you're going to this party, Em?
Yes.
From
noon to
3
and 4 to 7. They're encouraging people to dress up in an 80s ski outfit. Now, I'm not going to dress
Has ski outfits changed since 1980? It's the same, isn't it? So you wear an ugly sweater and then you're there.
Yeah, kind of an ugly sweater and a big, you know, puffy jacket or something. But, yeah, I have a couple of ugly sweaters I can throw on. It's not.
Are you going to go? Well, I'm a little offended. Not really majorly.
Why are you offended?
Because you don't go to any event, any station event, unless, of course, Major Garrett shows up. Major Garrett shows up. Major's going to be promoted to a general. It's going to be General Garrett's going to show up, and you're going to be in your glory.
All right.
But we can't get you to go anywhere. You're going to go to an 80s theme party for some brewery.
So you said any station event.
Out here.
Any station event. I've been working for this company for 8 years. Mm-hmm. I have missed a total of two things in the 8 years that I've been here.
Fake news, Al.
Not fake news.
Fake news.
I missed the Dino and Harry's dinner this year because I had a previous engagement with my wife.
Yeah, your haircut person, with your
barber. No, that's next Friday. That's why I came to Frank's party. And that's not an official station event. And the other event that I missed was the Christmas party from 2 years ago because I was undergoing chemo for my cancer.
Oh, excuses.
What about Lou Terminello's retirement party?
I wasn't invited.
I didn't even make that party.
I don't believe I was.
You were.
No, I was not.
Yes, you were. Because everyone remarked, I can't believe Al's not here, and Lou kept his beer show on the air in space.
I was not invited to Lou's retirement party. I don't believe so. It was either that or. No, I'm telling you, I wasn't.
I'm telling you.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
I'm fine. I'm a holly and jolly. Are you kidding me? I mean, have you looked at me lately? I look like Burl Ives. I mean,
so
I look like a snowman from
Europe. I'm offended. I'm mildly offended.
Why are you offended? You want to come on Saturday?
No, you're offended. Please.
I think it'll be great.
It's noon to three. Quick in and out. I'm going with my best friend. It's great. Yeah. There's going to be like 30 different breweries there. Mm-hmm. Going to be great sours and IPAs. It's going to be fun. Music, food for purchase. Come on, you come. I'll get you a ticket.
And we're going to go to news. I'm sorry. We're just being silly. And it's the holiday season, and we wish you all
you
the
won't even have
the...
to wait online. Get right in.
Listen, I get a text from my friend. I'm not going to mention his name because I love him dearly. He's one of my closest friends. Hey, I know you're going to be this is last minute, and I know you're very, very busy. But I'd like to invite you to this party somewhere. It would be nice if you showed up. Let me know ASAP. I'm trying to get someone to drive me to be my plus one. And this would be really good for you to go. Nice. You want to make it so thing? I need a ride. Do you want to go to a party with me? That's what I got the text like that. So at least it wasn't like that. I'm done. No parties. No parties, no nothing. Church, I will do. Church, we're going to go to church, Al Gattulo. And then we're going to do the Drift House. We're going to get the band together again after I come off the road a little bit. It's going
to
be fun.
Are you sure you don't want to come with me to this thing? Come on.
Well, I just don't know why you're going. Do you know these people personally?
Why am I going? Yeah, I've interviewed the person who runs Hop Culture. It's a great website magazine for beer aficionados.
All right.
And they're doing a fun event. There's a lot of great beer that I haven't been able
to
try.
We are throwing this in your face every time you can't go to an event.
That's right.
I just want you to know that.
What do you mean every time? It's only two
times. Every
time
you're going to go, I can't. I got to get my hair cut. I got to get my nails done. I'm getting my feet massaged. I have Helga.
You're wrong.
Helga, my big masseuse lady is going to help me. My East German steroid-ridden masseuse. Suits lady is going to massage me, and I can't make it. When then we're going to tell Al, the 80s ski party you went to, you can go to this other event.
It's amazing. I've missed two events in 8 years. I'm being vilified for it.
Fake news. I think
it's not fake news.
Fake news.
It's not fake news.
But what do you care if he goes to the ski party, though?
Right. It's not a station event.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm just busting shots because it's not a station event. So it's like, and he won't go to your, and he's not going to go to your party. New Year's Eve.
But that's a private party. No, first of all, I've never gone to New Year's Eve. And so I will keep up my reign of not going to New Year's Eve.
That's right. It's a tradition.
Right.
Let's do real news. 9:33, real news, not fake news.
And he's coming to the party tonight at Arthur's party.
Oh, you're going tonight?
Yeah, of course. I would never miss an Arthur event. In fact, I got a personal invitation from him, and then he sent me a text yesterday reminding me of the party tomorrow. See?
That's what you have to do. You have to personal text him, Frank, and then he'll go to your party, all right?
Yeah, that's okay. He doesn't have to come.
All right.
That's fine.
You don't want me there.
That's okay.
9:33.
Believe me, I saw a lot of the excuses of people that aren't coming to this party next week to Frank's thing. I got this party that night. I have this. I'm checking my nails. I'm staring at a wall. Believe me.
Makes no difference to me.
Staring at a wall. Big Al's got the headline news live and local at 9:34 and AM 970. The answer, no fake news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
31 degrees at 934. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Officials in Ocean County, New Jersey, reminding residents the lighting of the Ocean County Christmas tree is being shifted to December 12th. The tree was originally slated to be lit in Toms River yesterday, but was postponed until December 12th. It wasn't the threat of snow causing the switch, but instead the passing of former President George H.W. Bush. With December 5th named a National Day of Mourning, the freeholders felt a date switch would be appropriate. And with frigid temperatures expected to stick around through the weekend, New York City is issuing a cold weather alert. Health officials say certain people, including seniors, babies, the homeless, and those with chronic health conditions, are at an increased risk for frostbite, hypothermia, or death. Signs that you could be in danger include intense shivering, trouble speaking, confusion, shallow breathing, red and painful skin, or pale skin. They're reminding us to dress in warm layers, cover all exposed skin, and to limit alcohol intake. In sports, as you heard right here on AM 970, The Answer last night, St. John's remains undefeated. They beat St. Mary's 85-71. The Nets outscored by 20 in the fourth quarter. They lost 114-112 to the Thunder. And then New York will be one of eight teams in the relaunch of the XFL in February of 2020. WWE CEO Vince McMahon bringing back the league, which previously folded in 2001 after just one season, and the New York team will play its games at MetLife Stadium. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. We're seeing delays on the E train and also some delays on the J city bound N train delays as well with some door issues. PATH trains are back on or close. Inbound GWB still about 30 minutes getting into town. Lincoln Tunnel, that's 45. Holland, about 35. Garden State Parkway North at 159 getting up to our Paramus. It's an accident. 17 North Hasbrook Heights, an accident there as well. And we're still seeing some slowdowns this morning as you head over to the Cross Bronx westbound. Very busy getting out toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Expect some delays as you head over to the outbound BQE in toward the Manhattan Bridge. That's a disabled bus in the way, and traffic is moving slowly as you head to the LIE eastbound, heading right out toward the Cross Island. And watch for delays LIE westbound. That's going to be stopping go into that merge with the Northern State Parkway. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today with a high of 42 degrees. Sunny tomorrow, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Make your Burlington store your one-stop holiday shop. Save on great gifts for everyone like watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, sweaters, drones, toys. The brands you love, up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Denora Gattacho and Brooke Wallace from Generation Citizen about returning civics as a subject back to the classroom. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 938 on AM 970, The Answer. We are in the heart of the season of giving. It's a great time to think about the charities and causes that you care most about, right? That fulfills your wishes. You can create a plan that fulfills your wishes. If you care about somebody, you want to give to somebody, like the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey, for example, this can be done in two ways. One is to establish your philanthropic plan so it serves your interests and protects your assets. You hear where I'm going with this, right? And you know Connors and Sullivan can walk you through all of this. The second is to think about how you can include your favorite organizations in your will and in your trust. Nobody likes thinking about wills and trusts. I can't stand it. I go through it. Ugh, please. Especially when you have a lot of kids, you got to be careful where the money goes, who comes around, right? The fact is everybody needs a will and possibly a trust. It's important that you determine who gets what. Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can help you create a philanthropic plan, wills and trusts that specifically benefit your favorite charities and causes. Schedule a free initial consultation with one of their attorneys. Discuss what's most important to you and what it will take to get it done. Connors and Sullivan's offices are in Brooklyn. They're in Manhattan. They're in Queens. They're on Staten Island. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500 or visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Christmas party, meeting my baby there. Christmas party, and I'm running late, meeting you there for our first date. I'll be the one wearing the candy cane pin. I'll be the one unaware that the rest of my life will begin with you. A twinkle of string lights set the room all aglow. Search for your eyes in the faces I know. Maybe I'm foolish for saying I'd go, but I'd be the fool, baby, if you asked me to. I'd follow where you go.
Michael Longoria right there. Michael Longoria played Frankie Valli on Broadway. Great performer. Great live performer. He was in the studio last week. A great kid that came out. He's a longtime friend. I had a friend who invested into Jersey Boys, right? A buddy. And he said, Joe, you want to go see Jersey Boys? I said, great. We go see Jersey Boys. Michael is playing Frankie Valli, and just crushes it. And I saw that I got to be buddies with all those guys from Jersey Boys, Christian Hoff. And now they are the Midtown Men, by the way. If you get to see the Midtown Men. But Michael came up with a original Christmas album. You got to check it out. It's so got a great, you can hear it in his voice. It's just a lot of fun. Michael Longoria, just wanted to make sure I gave Michael the just plug that he deserves. So we got the Golden Globe nominees, Frankie Five Boroughs here. 76th annual Golden Globe Awards. Not that we follow this, but anything interesting
here? I follow it. What do you say?
You follow your Academy Award guy.
I like the Golden Globes. I have a lot of respect for the Hollywood foreign press.
Yeah, I do. I kind of lean more to these than the Academy Awards, but what's searing?
Yeah, okay. So so far, the movie Vice has 6 nominations, leading all other films. Okay, Star Is Born, the Lady Gaga film, the Green Book, and The Favorite each collected 5. No female directors were honored by the Hollywood Foreign Press.
I think they should shut it down.
Which is pretty unusual. Yeah. Now this is going to be hosted by Sandra Oh and Andy Samberg on January 6th on NBC. So very, very interesting to see. But it looks like Vice is the favorite at this point.
All right. Hey, I'm looking here. Al, you're a Flyers fan, right?
Yes, I am.
I'm a Devils fan. And but Forbes says now the Rangers are the most valuable franchise in the NHL.
That's correct. That's not a surprise.
Yeah, but they do a great job over there. I'll tell you, at Madison Square Garden, nothing like a Rangers game, really, really. But I didn't know they're worth $1.55 billion. So that they almost $2 billion this team is worth.
Yeah, but I mean, it's, the Rangers play in New York. They charge probably the most for tickets. So, I mean, that's not a surprise. Not a surprise at all.
It is. So I want to make sure we stay on this story because it's a Jersey-based story, but dozens of workers at that massive Amazon warehouse in Jersey are being treated for breathing problems, plus burning eyes and throats. Amazon spokesperson John Nalbone says it's because of a discharge of a bear repellent at about 9. This was yesterday morning, Frankie Fibros, correct?
Yes.
Inside the Robbinsville facility, a beautiful area down there on your way to Princeton. It apparently happened when a can of bear repellent fell off a shelf, releasing fumes in the air. 24 workers were taken to a local hospital. One worker listed in critical condition, 5 burrows. Nothing new on that story, huh?
No, just this one person critically injured or ill, and we'll see what happens with the other 54. But it's a scary situation, no question about it.
Yeah, that really is. And also, there's another story I want to tell, but before we break and we make way for Mike Gallagher, is the GM thing. I mean, you know, Frankie, I don't mean to be like a socialist or anything, and I believe all corporations should be able to do what they want. Matter of fact, I believe in when they come to a state, you got to give them a tax break. I understand all that. But for GM to just walk away like they're walking away is inexcusable. This is a story. I don't see it being covered enough because it's all about the Bush funeral, as it should be for the rest of today. But goodness gracious, I hope the president really puts General Motors' feet to the fire. And I'm feeling and I have hope that indeed he will. But now I'm reading here the Ohio's United States senators are expressing their disappointment in GM's decision to idle a plant in Lordstown and put 1,500 people out of work. Excuse me. This is Senator Sherrod Brown, Rob Portman, right? They met with GM CEO Mary Barra in Washington yesterday. Afterwards, Portman remarked that GM is turning its back on a community that benefited the company for decades. You know what? We bailed them out, 5 boroughs. We bailed them out. And you're absolutely right. Frank said earlier, we should have really held GM responsible. And look, we're going to give you the money. And this was under the Obama administration. If we're going to give you the money, but you just can't leave and go elsewhere. You got to stay in the communities where you are. I mean, that would have been the least. I mean, we could have had at least that, Frankie, right?
Oh, well, you'd think so, right? I mean, this is exactly where government at both the state level with deals like Amazon and on the federal level with TARP, which bailed out the big banks that tanked the economy, and then subsequently the auto bailout. This is where they really missed the boat. If a company, first of all, there shouldn't be any company that's too big to fail. If a company is too big to fail, then it shouldn't be private. But if a company is too big to fail, and the only way the American economy can continue is with the taxpayers bailing them out, then you know what? They're going to have to give something back to the taxpayer. They're going to have to reform their business practices, and they're going to have to give some guarantees that that the reason we're bailing you out, which is to avoid the hemorrhaging of jobs, that you're going to keep these jobs in America.
Yeah, thank you, Frankie. Just breaking down the news for you because we jump around and it's all about George H.W. Bush. And now he's laying in state at his church in Texas. And then they will be going, they will, I guess, fly. No, the train is going. That's where the train's going to go. The train's going to go, I think, north up to College Station where he will be laid to rest. And that is later today, Frank. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. But this is a story, too. The U.S. is reestablishing a permanent diplomatic presence in Somalia for the first time since 1991. And is that Somalia or Minnesota? I'm not sure. Little joke. That was when the embassy was shuttered amid a violent civil war in the East African nation. All I remember back then is when the Marines were dragged through the streets of Mogadishu. Inexcusable. But your State Department said Tuesday that the move reflects the progress Somalia has made in recent years. The country is still often embroiled in violence, but the capital, Mogadishu, has become somewhat more stable. Very interesting. All the Somalians are coming to America, Frankie. And you know what else I heard, which is very interesting? All the people, like you have a Somalian doctor, they all come to America to become educated. Maybe there should be something when they leave their country, and because there's always people coming from other countries, whether it's Honduras or Guatemala, you know, or Somalia, maybe they should have to give service back to the country from where they're from. Just a thought, because that's the problem. Everybody leaves and they don't go back and help out where the problems emanate from, Frank.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're so right on the, how jarring that incident was with those Army Rangers dragged through the streets of Somalia. I mean, if people haven't seen the movie Black Hawk Down, you recognize how horrible that was. And so we'll see. Hopefully it works out better this time around. But Somalia, like so much of that part of the world, it's just a failed state.
Yeah. All right. And this, Al, tell me about the XFL returning to New York, brother. What's going on?
Yeah,
they're going to play at MetLife Stadium?
They're going to play at MetLife Stadium. Vince McMahon is bringing the league back. Apparently, they said they're going to have the games are going to be faster. They're going to have embrace sports betting. We'll see what happens. This is still 2 years off, but there will be a franchise in MetLife Stadium.
Oh, what do you think? You liking this or what?
I don't know. The first product, you know, some of the things that they did, the NFL ended up adopting some of the things that they did. I don't know. We'll see. And again, it's the quality of the play. If the quality of the play is good, then it'll succeed. Again, it's not going to run during the same time as the NFL. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
I hope they bring Jesse Ventura back as a commentator this time around.
No, I don't.
Because he did the color commentary, Joe, in the first incarnation of the XFL while he was governor. He was governor.
Wow. Yeah. Now, he may run for president, he said, Jesse Ventura.
I'm skeptical. I mean, I feel like we hear this every 4 years. And I like Jesse Ventura, but I feel like we hear this every 4 years whenever he needs to promote a book or get his name in the paper. Or, you know, so if he was going to run, his time to run would have been 2008, 2016, 2012. I don't see it happening.
And then I wanted to thank you, Frank. Before we break for traffic, I got a nice tweet here. Great interview with Joe DeGeneva this morning. This was yesterday. I got a tweet. At Jersey Joe Piscopo has a way of bringing out the most interesting things about his guests. Who knew that Joe DeGeneva sang opera? And the Frankie actually tipped me off to that. I get to give credit where it's due. But thanks for that tweet. And that was great because, you know, I mean, the guy sings. He knows opera. He's an opera expert. Who knew that? No one knew that, right, Frankie Five Boroughs?
Yeah, it's rare. People don't know that about.
I'd love to find it. Yeah. Hey, Debbie Duhame is out there looking out for you. 10 before 10 o'clock. Debbie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing? Getting ready for all the parties, huh?
Well, Al is. He's not going to any of our parties. He's going to the 80s retro party.
What are you talking about? I'm going to the company Christmas party.
Are you
going to
go, Al?
Of course I am.
Oh. And tell the excuse, wait, before we break, I'm going to go to Debbie. What was the excuse that you gave when you didn't go to Lou Terminello's party, our buddy Lou?
Because that day I had a CAT scan, I had blood work, I had a seating oncologist, and my mother was in the hospital, and we were having a meeting for her at the rehab center at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That was an excuse. Yeah, my mother.
He's excused.
Come on,
Mom, Joe.
I'm sorry you're causing rage for all of these people here, but I got to go to a retirement party. See you later.
Yeah, I think you had an excuse that day.
Thank you.
Play the cancer card, Al. That's it, buddy.
Hey, you never know. I might come back.
Cancer corner.
9:51. Deb's on the road for you. Hi, Debbie. How are we doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe, Frank, Allen, everybody. Let's see what's happening. 90 northbound getting up toward 84. Watch out for that accident over in Beacon. Newburgh Beacon Bridge is moving okay. Inbound GWV getting reports of an accident approaching the upper level tolls. 30 minutes to the upper level. Over at the inbound Lincoln, that's 45. And the Holland's still about 35. Garden State Parkway North at 159. Accident getting up toward Paramus. 17 north in Hasbrook Heights. A collision there. It's still really busy. Cross Bronx West, White Plains Road out to the GWV with outbound construction at the George Washington Bridge. And traffic is moving a little bit slowly here on the outbound side of the BQE getting down past Atlantic Avenue. It looks like some police department activity. LIE eastbound right at Francis Lewis Boulevard. That's a disabled vehicle that's still being cleared as well. Watch for some slowdowns over on the E train and on the J, also on the N. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder just wants you to have the facts.
Obama routinely banned nude photographers from official events, subverted the press in a number of ways, posted the worst record in history for fulfilling requests for public records under the Freedom of Information Act.
But Trump is, he pulled the hard press pass of Jim Acosta.
Really?
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
What does a goal-getter and stock trader have in common? Transformation. Transform your own life and the lives of others around you with your investment decisions. But what if taking that on scares you? Take a leap of faith. Take your first step toward becoming a goal-getter with Tradeway. Check us out at our next event. Call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com. Wondering how you're going to pay the rent this month? Maybe you're ready to become a goal-getter.
Got it.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Wicked the Musical has been on Broadway for 15 amazing years. I'm Valerie Smaldone, inviting you to join me on my Saturday morning radio show for a Bagels and Broadway special, For Good, celebrating 15 years of Wicked on Broadway, Saturday morning at 9.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller at a special time this Saturday afternoon at 4 on AM 970, The Answer. What drives a business? Construction and real estate. Get the inside story from the experts on planning, engineering, government relations, and more. Don't miss Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute, Saturday night at 7:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
Everybody's making money at it except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your online marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. That's surroundnewyork.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Chilly today with sunshine mixing with some clouds, the high near 40. Rather cloudy tonight, maybe a flurry around the low 32. Turning out mostly sunny, brisk and chilly tomorrow, the high just 38. Plenty of sunshine, but cold on Saturday, the high only 34. Sunshine and clouds on Sunday, another chilly day, the high 38. Then on Monday, intervals of clouds and sunshine again remaining on the chilly side, the high near 40. I'm meteorologist John Woodward, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, John. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 9:55 right now. It's 5 minutes before 10 o'clock. You want to give us a call real quick. It's 877-970-2999. Right now, if I may, I'd like to tell you about Parian & Sons of Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. You know, you got to take a look at the stones they have at Parian & Sons. Beautiful jewelry at Parian & Sons. You know, they've been in the business for 97 years. And when I went over there, right there, Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, Glenn actually took care of it. I tell you, all my watches that I wear every day that I thought I was just going to, I just left them and didn't even take care of them. And Glenn fixed them up so I feel like I have new jewelry. So that's one thing. They repair and they restore. But you have to check out the brand new watches at Parian & Sons and the beautiful jewelry from top designers, by the way, like Charles Kripel and Bollari. And if you're getting engaged, or, you know, you got a special, special person you want to get a diamond for, no one will walk you through the Four C's. Like, there's no other jeweler that's going to walk you through the Four C's like Parian & Sons does. Debbie and Katie Maria are over there. They walked me through. They showed me every single diamond there. And also, you have this diamond buyback guarantee that you will only get at Parian & Sons. It's Parian & Sons. Parian & Sons, right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or at ParianDiamonds.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
At 9:57, let me grab a Sam real quick. He's a dedicated listener for a long time. Sam, good morning. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, my brother?
Joe, thanks for taking my phone call, and Merry Christmas to you and the rest of the team. I just want to share from you from a perspective of somebody who's not born or raised here. I emigrated to the United States in 1988. I mean, the very first president I experienced was George Bush. And let me tell you, my mom was in Kuwait on an assignment for 5 years. And she just left before the invasion. And we all know that George Bush uniquely got the whole entire world on his side. People in the Middle East love this man. Yeah. And it's not because of what he did. He knows he was a man of his word.
Yep.
Okay? And yeah. I got a news for you. Here's the common denominator between him and President Trump today.
Yep.
Once again, people in the Middle East trust America and its leader.
Thanks. All right. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Sam. Yeah, the funeral will continue and finish up today in College Station, Texas, for George H.W. Bush. May his soul rest in peace. Hey, Five Barrows, thanks for a great show as always. Al, I love you, buddy. You know that? Debbie Duhame, love you too. And we love you for listening. We respect that so much. God bless you. God bless your family. Go out and make it the best Thursday you can, please, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
34 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. An Islip man being arraigned on child endangerment charges. Police say 41-year-old Christopher Evans left his two young kids alone yesterday in an unlocked freezing car in Lake Grove while going to a doctor's appointment. A passerby called 911 after spotting a 4-year-old girl and 1-year-old boy alone in the car while the outside temperature was 35 degrees, the children in the custody of a family member. Suffolk County working to require amusement parks to report any criminal complaints lodged by customers. Related legislation passed this week. Now it only needs a signature from County Executive Steve Ballone to become law. The move follows an incident in August at Splish Splash in Riverhead where young girls allegedly say they were groped by men, yet park security did not notify police about the situation. Failure to notify authorities would result in fines starting at $5,000 should the law be enacted.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.